A side street. Is there another term for that? I suppose
a byway, neighborhood road, back.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, if a dog, if you had, you were trying to keep your lawn nice, some kind of a dog came out there and started scratching, you know, you might do what? Pick up a what and do what with it? Small.
Unless I pick up a stone or a brick and throw it at it.
Okay. And so. A brick, that's pretty...
Well, a fraction arrow, yeah.
How about the past of throw? He did what, the stone?
He threw. I don't favor thrun. Have you come on that one yet? That's one that's used by some grammatical desperatists.
Throwed is another one.
Yeah.
How about parking? If you park a car... this way, here's the curve. When you park the car here, would you have a name for that kind of parking as opposed to this kind of parking? You see in places.
Oh, one would be just parked on the bias or slant, I think.
All right.
The other one is just parking. If you're lucky enough to park full length. One would be, say, head in or something like that. And I don't know what you call the other.
How about the
along the curb? Is that the word you're thinking of?
Well, that'd be good.
If you park along the curb, it would indicate, I think, you've got the car flush to the curb.
How about the edge of the road on a highway, for instance, where the cement ends and the
call it the shoulder.
How about in the middle? There's a white line. What would you call that?
I forgot the term for that.
Okay, how about on the on a toll road or an expressway where you get off? What would you call that?
Exit or egress, something like that.
Would you call it egress? I mean,
I might. Well, it usually says next exit. Such and such.
So how about, especially there are a lot of these on the south side, especially, where you, the railroad tracks go over and the car goes underneath.
Yeah, underpasses. They're always flooded in Chicago. That's one of the joys of our city.
Any other name for it that you use? The water flooding?
You mean they call it the viaduct?
Would you use that?
Well, I hear people using it, but I call them underpasses, I think.
Okay.
They become viaducts here very literally because they're always carrying the water where you want to be.
How about the out in the front lawn, that part of lawn between the sidewalk and the street?
Oh, I can't think of any term for that.